WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Mavericks aren't your usual country music band. They're based in Miami, Florida, and their lead singer and chief songwriter, Raul Malo, is a first-generation Cuban-American. The Mavericks have just released their second collection called What a Cryin' Shame, and it sounds to rock critic Ken Tucker like their breakthrough album.
There goes my heart.
The first thing you're likely to notice about Raul Malo is the beautiful ache in his voice. When he sings, "There Goes My Heart, Breaking in Two," Malo breaks the word two itself in half. His throaty tenor voice cracks in a quick sob that conveys all the yearning and regret that that lyric will hold. Instantly, in the first couplet of the album's first song, Malo has established the Mavericks' mastery of melancholy country ballads, and What a Crying Shame only gets better from there. At a time when the burgeoning country music industry is overrun with grinning, good-looking guys and gals eager to please, the Mavericks aren't afraid to pull long faces and brood at length on the loss of love.
Wasn't I good to you? Didn't I show it? And if I ever hurt you, I did it.
What a Crying Shame is a sort of concept album, a fearless set of songs about broken hearts and agonizing breakups. There's not a trace of macho swagger here. Indeed, the Mavericks seem almost masochistically resigned to the notion that, in any given relationship, it's the woman who holds the upper hand. Many of the collection's songs are addressed to a lover who has spurned the singer. On an emotionally complex yet simple song called Pretend, Malo even makes a plea for his beloved to act in public as if she still loves him, even if she no longer really does. Listening to this album makes you realize just how meaninglessly chipper so much popular country music is these days. The Mavericks' approach harks back to the sadder but wiser honky-tonk music of the 50s and 60s, when country crooners like Webb Pierce, Carl Smith, and Lefty Frizzell gave their fans a comforting thrill by suggesting that there's always someone out there whose life is in worse shape than yours. What a Crying Shame is a fine paradox, an exhilarating downer.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.